Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. B, what are we talking about today, my brother?
What's up, brother? Hey, man, we're going to talk about getting in the game. I got a quote for us. It's the one thing that you can control. You are responsible for how people remember you or don't. So don't take it lightly. My man, Kobe Bryant, God bless Kobe Bryant from the grave, man. Coming to man. Enlighten us today.
Shout out to Mamba, baby. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some air for life, baby.
What it be like, what it look like back in his house, another week, another Monday, dropping these fire bombs, baby. What's going on, B? How you feeling, man?
Man, feeling good. Kind of went live and went public with my resignation recently. Oh, man. And you know, it's crazy because if you do all the things right and you're very passionate about things, you know, people will reach out to you just with outpouring cries and laughs and all this stuff. I've already gotten seven job offers in 24 hours, man. Wow. And I'm going to make a post later saying, listen, I'm not pursuing education for the time being. I'm not pursuing education.
Right.
Seven offers in 24 hours. So, you know, just humbled to be where I'm at in my life. And again, man, if you're passionate about something, you get in the game, you allow yourself that opportunity. It speaks volumes.
It does, man. I know that feels good, man. Those schools are probably like, oh, Tom Brady's available?
I'm not going to join that conversation. Maybe Phillip Rivers, perhaps. Bro, okay.
Hey, shout out NC State, baby. Phillip Rivers, man.
Hey, I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah, man. NC Wolf State pack. Guy. But, yo, so let's do a couple comments. But before we get to that, man, hats off to you, man. That does speak volume. You know, people see the work, see the passion, and want to be a part of that, man. And now we're going to talk more about it, but we're going to give a shout out to NP0410. Said these podcasts just keep getting better and better. Keep dropping the knowledge. Keep it plain and simple. I cannot wait for Eager to Run. It's going to be fire.
Hey,
nice. Shout out to Eager to Run.
Shameless plug.
Heading up over here. I'm going to do one more. Miss Kathy Wonderling 8928 says,
Kathy.
Yeah. Says, I'm jumping. Committed to 6 weeks in Alaska. No. Woo. Yeah, Alaska. Tickets bought. No need to hesitate on life, fitness, relationships, .. Jumping in. I love it. I love it. We're changing the world, B. We're changing the world.
Jump in, baby, man. You know, the hesitations in life, the hesitations from you and me, you know, we're starting to understand the importance of just diving in and not keeping one foot on the sideline, putting both feet on the field.
Yes, sir. And that's what we're going to talk about today, man. So kick it off, man.
Yeah. Let's get in it. Yeah, so, you know, you go back to that quote that Kobe said, you know, how you're remembered or how you're not remembered. And that's a scary thing. And what I've come to a realization of is I don't ever want to get to a point in my life where I'm not remembered. Like, I'm not going to get to a point in my life where I look back and just think about all the things that I have left on the table because I was too afraid to get in the game. And, you know, a lot of these messages do sort of, you know, they all mesh together, right?
Yeah.
And so today I'm going to talk about, you know, how many times in your life do you get to a point where you experience something tough, right? You experience some opposition in life and we figure out a way to bail. We just somehow, some way we negotiate with that peace of mind that says, hey, you don't belong or you're not worthy. And we negotiate with that peace and we bargain with ourselves and we allow ourselves the easy way out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something, Dwayne. A lot of that comes from humiliation. We're afraid of being judged. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of being laughed at by the people over there on the sideline. But let me tell you about somebody on the sideline. They're not in the game.
That's right.
You're in the game. If you're out there and you're putting forth some kind of action, you're in the game, and you're worried about somebody on the sideline that's sitting over there twiddling their thumbs, contemplating the ins and outs of getting on the field, but mm-hmm. you're in the game taking action. You're in the game making advancements in your life, and you're worried about being humiliated, laughed at, judged by that woman or that man over there on the sidelines. Humiliation goes a long ways, man. So get in the game, silence all that external noise. Get out there and take action.
All right, y'all. That was a good show.
Later. Later.
But no, man, that is huge, bro. And, you know, and I know you've experienced this. You know, a lot of times people from the sideline have the most to say. And the reason why they have the most to say is because they have the most time on their hands. They're not doing anything. So they have all the day to scroll your page and follow what you're doing and comment on what you're doing. And all they have all the time in the world to do that, man. And it's because of where they are in that position, man. And so, you know, you have to, like you said, man, you have to just kind of ignore it, man. You know, one thing about me is, you know, because I've won so much, like if I stumble or fall in public, let's say I'm walking, you know, at a meetup and I trip and fall on the ground, I'm cool. Like, cause I know like 90% of the time I'm winning. Like, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't matter if I fail, or if I fall, because I've been somebody that's been a winner, and not because of, you know, necessarily, just because, you know, I'm special, which I am, but also because of all the work I put in when nobody's watching. And so everything else just kind of looks easy. Mm-hmm. But no, I am not easily embarrassed, I guess is what I'm.
That's good.
I'm not, you know, if I stumble, if I trip up, you know, I'm not easily embarrassed, because it goes back to what you mentioned, man. I know what I did to get here. And then I know, you know, the main ones that are laughing are the ones that, you know, ain't doing nothing, man.
Right. And this is the mindset that I've been in recently. Like, there is hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that wish they could be in the exact shoes that I'm in. Mm. And, you know, whether that be a disability, whether that be some kind of a mental restraint or any restrictions, you know, there's so many people that just wish that they could be in one of our shoes or in anybody's shoes that has the opportunity. I'm not even saying like my specific shoes. I'm just saying somebody that has 2 feet on the ground and you can get up and take mm-hmm. that leap of faith. You know, there's a, I got to think about this. I think it's a 400 trillion to 1 odds of being born, something crazy like that, right? 400 trillion to 1 odds, something wild like that. All right. And you look at those odds, and instead of allowing yourself to say, you know what, this is an amazing opportunity, okay, mm-hmm. what we do is we squander that opportunity because we're nervous about what our parents will say, we're nervous about what our friends will say, we're nervous about what our coworkers or spouse will say. Mm-hmm. And man, it's so heartbreaking. And I'm going to tell you a story, Duane. I'm a storyteller.
I love it, man.
Yeah, I like to so you know, we're talking about, you know, one of the recent hot topics with me in my life is, you know, I am resigning from the job that I've had for a decade. And dude, so when 10 years ago, when I had heard about this opportunity, this job opening, it was from a really close friend, my college roommate, to be exact. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, man, I got a job locked up and I've been subbing there and I have an in, and like, I have this job locked up. I'm like, man, that's awesome. And so the same day, one of my former football coaches, he reached out. He said, listen, job opening at Sherman Central School, go apply. I wasn't going to apply. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he's like, go apply. If you don't get it, so what? You're getting the interview experience. I'm like, light bulb, boom. Okay, I'm gonna go get some interview experience. So right. I go down to Sherman. I hand my application in. I hand my resume in to his name is Michael Genestri, a former boss of mine. Shout out, Mike. E2M member. Nice. Yeah, Mike Genestri. So I handed him my resume, my application, and you know, not knowing that, you know, fast forward 10 years, I'd still be a Wildcat, and you know, but what I'm trying to get at is I could have very easily been influenced by my friend. Okay. Mm-hmm. I could have been a sideline player saying, hey, this is great. You know, good job for you. And never applied for that job. But instead of doing that, I, I put the ball in my own hands. I seized that opportunity. I walked in there, handed in my resume, handed in my application, and you know, I never looked back. You know, and you know, just you know, capitalizing on the situation and not allowing myself to be that sideline player is what's gotten me here to exactly where I'm at at this point in my life.
Yeah, no, and that kind of goes back to what we talked about last week about, you know, making the step, making that jump, you know, starting place, man. So that's so huge, bro. And I mean, same for me, you know, I there's so many things that I could have sat back and, you know, twiddled my thumbs on. I mean, even with this role, man, when Boss Man reached out and asked me to put together a presentation, I could have been, you know, or I could have just kind of half did it and, you know, whatever, but, you know, and it's funny, I guess I could tell this now, like the original, like, message was, hey, put together a podcast presentation. So I was like, okay, I could do that, you know?
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about it, but I was like, I really don't like my job right now. Like, I wonder if I can, I wonder if I can throw in myself as an employee, you know? Right. So I put together what he asked for and presented, you know, a podcast network, which, you know, is flourishing right now. I see the logo down there.
Yeah.
Put together a podcast network pitch. Then the second half of the pitch, I actually pitched myself as an employee. Mm-hmm. And pretty much brought up everything that I could, you know, all the value that I could bring. And I didn't have to do it. I literally could have just, you know, gave them exactly what they asked for. Mm-hmm. But instead, I decided to come off the sideline, man, take that step. And it's funny because before the meeting with them, I said, hey, bro, I'm shooting for the stars, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. He was like, hey, it's the only way to shoot. I was like, man, like,
Well, and is there any other way to go about life, man?
Exactly.
You only get one chance at this. There's no restart button. You don't get to come back as another being. Like,
nope. Man,
just go all in. It drives me nuts because I have so many conversations with young people being in the school industry, you know, and this platform, because, you know, we deal with tens of thousands of people, and too many people are just. They're too busy on the sideline, overanalyzing, thinking about making the right move. Don't worry about making the right move. Just go out there and make a move.
Yes.
Just go out there and make a move.
Yeah, man. And I call it the GPS mentality, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you make a wrong turn, you can redirect easily. Easily, bro. Go up two more streets, make a left, make another left. You're right back where you need to be.
100%.
But no, that's so true, man. A lot of people are waiting for the right move, you know, they sideline themselves, you know, they put themselves in the side, you know, the coach saying, come on, let's go. And they're like, nah, coach, like my shoes ain't tied. I still got my warm up on, you know, I got to stretch first. You know, a lot of people are trying to get all these things in line in order to take that step and step into the game.
They go MIA, they go missing in action. They go missing in action, man. And then what does that do? So like if you're missing in action in, say, fitness, right? Guess what? Yeah. You're gonna miss in action in your relationship, in business, in any facet of the world, you're gonna be missing in action because you know how you do one thing is how you do all things, Dwayne. Man,
Bring it back, baby.
I'll say that 1 million more times before this podcast comes to a close at some point down the long journey that we're about to head on. But man, how you do one thing is how you do all things. So man, if you go missing in action because you're too afraid to get on the field, but man, you're the first one to point at she's doing this wrong. Mm-hmm. He's doing that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they are in the game.
Yep.
They're on the field, baby. So I have another story. And so this comes at a time 2 weeks before this past round had started. So I'd say, 6 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
This woman that was local to my area, she had posted on social media. She said, hey, tell me about E2M.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So tell me about E2M. I don't get involved with those posts because I don't need to get involved. I everybody knows how I feel about E2M. Everybody knows. So, you know, this person, no names, this person had posted on that post and said, hey, E2M's not the way to lose weight, and it's a terrible program. It's too restrictive, and this, that, and the other. All right, now this person that had posted that, they're on the sideline contemplating, overanalyzing, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's my question. When you start to think about E2M being restrictive, Okay. Is it restrictive? Yeah, sure. But what's the alternative than properly fueling your body and movement? What's the alternative? That's the question that I have. What do you have an answer to that? What's the alternative to that?
Bro. What is it? Like
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like people are always knocking this program, and this is the question that I have. What's the alternative other than putting good fuel in your body and moving your body? What's the alternative? Okay, maybe a procedure, maybe a surgery. Sure, okay, go down that route. That's not an end all be all part of the game. Like you could very easily turn back. Smoothies, shakes. Yeah. Could you do that? Weight loss pills. Could you do that? Yeah, sure. Are you going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for the rest of your life taking pills, taking smoothies? What's the alternative?
Yep.
Just get in the game, add fuel to your body, get some movement, get in the game. You're in control, man.
Yeah, man. No, legit. And all of those quick fixes, they don't fix what's here. Mm-hmm. They don't fix what's here, that heart.
Yeah.
They don't fix the mentality. They don't fix the drive. You know, because in my hometown, those shakes, those smoothies are super popular. You know, they got the little shacks, man, where you go and you I'll drop the name if I can remember it, but it's some kind of shake, man, where they go and they have it for lunch and it's supposed to like help them with weight loss. And I've had family members do it for a while, but they got to keep going.
Yeah,
you know, whoever invented it is a genius because that's a reoccurring thing, man. And they got to keep going and got to keep going. But what happens when, let's say, money get tight, or you know, what happens when you know they can't make it there and they get stuck home with the cookies and the cakes and all of that, you know, and because the mentality hadn't changed, the discipline hadn't kicked in, the drive hadn't took over, man. And so a lot of times, man, they fall back or they blow back up. You know, because one thing about E2M, man, and a huge plug, not shameless at all, because that's what we are. Yeah. But one thing about it is we teach discipline. Like we train and teach discipline so that whenever, you know, let's say you decide to walk away from E2M, we want to instill in you a mentality that no matter where you are, you know, whether you're on a cruise ship or you're on the boat, on the lake or whatever, you know how to control your urges and your desires. And so that kind of goes back to, you know, the lady that was hesitant, like, you know, sure, you can, there's other things you can try. I don't knock anybody, but what I know here is what we teach, and that mentality, that mental strength and that heart, man, is something you just can get everywhere.
Well, you fast forward to present time, that woman that had posted on social media, you know, trying to figure out if E2M was right for her. Guess what?
What?
Day, she's thriving. She just posted a before and after picture. This is week four right now, right? Week four we're in?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in week four right now, which when this podcast drops live, we'll be starting week five.
Yep. But
4 weeks in, yo, this woman is thriving.
Nice.
She has excelled, man. She looks so good. I'm so proud of her. And you know, that's that one thing too, like that aspect of coach client, that pride that we take in our clients, man. We have some serious pride in our clients. So I'm very proud of this woman, and I'm not going to shout her out on the podcast, but you know, if she listens to it, she knows exactly who I'm talking about, because man, she's just takes some massive strides in the game. And you know, it just took that one click of the button. Click it, right? You click it and you say, you know what, I'm going all in on me, and that's final. You know, that's final. Then you stop negotiating, all right, and you stop creating scenarios that prevent you from taking these massive strides in your life. You get out there and hey, how do you want to be remembered?
That's right, man.
How do you want to be remembered?
That's right. Back to the Kobe quote.
yeah, exactly. Do you want to be remembered, or do you just want to be another number that comes and goes?
Right? Yeah, man. Yeah, and. You know, what you do affects that, like your actions affect that, whether, like you said, whether you remember it. I mean, and speaking of the irony of that quote, I mean, we're quoting him because he did things that made us remember him, man. Yeah, you know, he put the time in, the work in, you know, the mama mentality, like, we're always going to remember Kobe, it's not by hack. It's not by chance.
right. No, it's not by chance.
Yeah, no, it's not by chance, man. He he was, they, I mean, I love watching videos where people talk about how he was at the gym before everybody, how he left when, you know, after everybody was gone, you know, even the little documentary of the Dream Team Redemption thing he was on. And they was talking about how they had went to the club and they were getting on the elevator to go up to their room and Kobe was getting on the elevator to go. They was like, man, where you go? I was like, I'm about to go work out, you know? And it was like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, man. So that kind of poise and dedication, that's the stuff, man, that make you rememberable and will continue your legacy.
Yeah. I remember, I can't remember who they were playing, but it was a playoff game. It was game five, game six, and he had missed the shot to win the game. All right. So what did Kobe do after the game? He hit that shot 1,000 times before he went home. You want to talk about getting in the game, man, putting yourself into a position to thrive. That's how you do it. You get out there, you, hey, prep, rep, repeat. Maybe you prepare yourself. You rep, 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 rep. Then once you have mastered that, you repeat. What's next? What's next? But stay in the game. Don't ever sideline yourself because of some kind of external doubt or external noise that you're afraid of being vulnerable of.
Yeah. Let the sideline chatter. You know, and what's ironic is when you play sports like me and you do, you can't hear every conversation on the sideline.
Right.
You know, there's one or two that a kid just kind of pierce through the noise.
Yeah.
But, you know, even with those, you can't let that distract you. You know, I have to shout out my cousin, Quentin, man. He's a little bit younger than I am, but he is so funny, man. Like, he literally have conversations with you during the game. You know how you in the game you try not to talk to folks?
No doubt.
You know, I went to his middle school game because he was, like, big for his age. He was, like, posting them up and killing them. Like, all right, Quentin, I see you, man. Hey, man, I'm trying. I'm out here trying to get. I was like, I even have a conversation in the middle of the game. I mean, a whole conversation, but that's a whole side note. But the sideline folks, man, when you're focused and you're in the game, you can't even hear them, folks. It don't even make it to you. So, just putting that little note out there before we do our transition.
Yeah, I'd love to continue this conversation. You know, you talk about like Monday coaches, Monday morning coaches. You have the big play on Sunday night that the coach got wrong. Okay, but maybe 7 times out of 10 he gets it right.
Yeah,
nobody remembers that 7 out of 10 times he gets it right. They only remember that 3 times that he got it wrong. Oh, I would have done it this way. Well, there's a reason that you're sitting on the couch during the game, and he's at the game. I would have thrown it to Randy Moss. I wouldn't have thrown it to Wes Welker. There's a reason you're watching the game with a piece of pizza in your hand and a cold. End rant.
I will say this. I would have handed the ball off.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
I will say, bro. I will say that. I would say that 1,000 times.
Man.
I would have handed the ball off.
Yeah,
Marshawn Lynch. Yep. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
And and a lot of E2M ladies that watch it, this is gonna go all over their head. But any of the fellas that catch this, y'all know.
There might be some ladies out there that are Seahawks or Patriots fan. I bet one or two. If my sister's listening to this, she knows exactly what we're talking about.
Shout out to them, man. But I want to make that.
No doubt.
All right, man. Let's get into this last segment here.
Do you know?
All right. This is the do you know or did you know about my brother Brad this week, man. You dropped a heavy one on us last time, man. Heavy this time.
this ain't as heavy. This is kind of light, but hey, brought to you by Bright Spot, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out.
Always bringing the nice product, man. I'll tell you what, get on that. But today, very light today. So for, let's see, 2018, 5 years, I have been somebody that's really taken off in the off-road industry, the mud world, I like to call it.
And I love it.
So Herbie's Mud Club is actually known worldwide. We have people from all over the world that request to ride with us, and we've had some big names down on our farm. But I am the president, the founder. I don't know what you'd call it, but the founder of Herbie's Mud Club, and that's an off-road ATV, just a playground for adults, I guess you can say. And that's something that's been going on for about 5 years. I do it with some of my best buddies, some of my best friends, and it's something that it's like our little gateway to heaven, a little slice of heaven that we get away from the world and all the noise that's going on in the world. So Herbie's Mud Club, shameless plug. That's my do you know, I am the founder of Herbie's Mud Club.
Wow, that's fire, bro. I be seeing your videos and your pictures, yeah. Man. It looks like an awesome time, man. That's pretty cool, man. And Herbie's Mud Club is internationally known, world renowned.
Yes, sir.
By our very own.
Yeah, if you're passionate about something,
yeah,
that's
man.
That's why it's gonna work out in the long run. Just be
so true.
Get in the game, baby.
Just gotta get in the game, bro. Yes, well. Listen, my brother, always fun, always a pleasure, man. Anything you want to say before we slide up out of here?
This is one opportunity. Seize it. Don't let it slip away.
That's right, y'all. Till next time. Peace out.